CJ Rocks The Offspring, 901. Hello, we're Jesse and JD.
Jesse and JD's Hell Yes. Brought to you by Action Furnace. Fixed right or it's free. We guarantee. ActionFurnace.ca.
Like we are every morning, here to start ours and yours with people, stories, and things deserving of a Hell Yeah. Let's start with a Hell Yeah for the folks over at Alberta Games. They're the ones that do the Golden Tee machines and bars and whatnot. Steve and the gang over there, a bunch of rockaholics, letting us know that not only do they have a spot in the Golden Tee World Championships available here in Calgary, apparently. So you'd go down to Vegas and play for like $161,000 for the prize money.
That's a lot of money for a video game.
They're going to run that competition May 1st to 15th across the city at any bar that has one of those Golden Tee PGA Tour machines. You can play on there. And $1 from every single round played over those 2 weeks will be going to the CJ Kids Fund.
Oh, that's great. I haven't heard you talk about Golden Tee in years. Is it time to dust off the old palm and get back at her?
I mean, I do still run in these circles. I may have to end my sabbatical and come out of retirement.
I said give me a hell yeah!
And how about a hell yeah for the Second Chance Art Sale? It is a huge sale of art, and all of it has been donated. There's over 1,500 pieces. Most of the art ranges from $15 to $60 if you want to outfit your house or your office. They got some more expensive pieces at $100 plus. And all of the money from this sale is going to go to community projects all around Calgary. You don't need a ticket to get in. It is at a place in the southeast. If you want some more details on that, you can text ART to 929292, but that Second Chance Art Sale sounds pretty sweet.
Did you donate any of your Hitman finger paintings?
You know I would never give that
up. Yeah, right. I said give me a hell yeah!
And we'll hand the microphone over to rockaholic Robin, who's here with a hell yeah.
So my hell yeah is for Darla, who plays on my ball hockey team. She was with a group of people who raised over $17,000 for kids' cancer care by shaving their heads.
That's amazing.
Whoa.
Yeah, and I mean, she's beautiful, and she's got this beautiful, long, like, thick, gorgeous hair, and she shaved it all off so that she could raise money for kids.
Which school was this?
Oh, it was New Brighton School.
The best part about doing that for Darla is, like, you know, big, beautiful hair, and it's going to grow back, and she gets to help out some kids all at the same time, right?
She said it'll take about 5 years for it to grow back to where it was.
5 years?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's a really big sacrifice for a woman.
Yeah, no kidding.
If I had hair, I'd do it.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm just receding right now. Like, I feel like if I shave it to the bone, it's not coming back.
Think about how, like, even just protective of his hair STT is.
Yeah.
Never mind, like for a woman like that. Giving up your hair for five years? Holy.
Yeah, women in general are, like, we're told that our beauty is very important. Hair is a big part of that. So for a woman to shave her head for something is a big sacrifice.
Give me a hell yeah! What?
Got a hell yeah to share with Jesse and JD? Text it to 929292 right now. Hell yeah.